This is Dan Oxfeld, the Discovery Channel team, back at the Tour de France at the Stage 4 team time trial in the press room in Blois. The stage today was filled with just a huge amount of drama that really was a nail-biter all the way to the finish. The Discovery Channel team actually trailed CSC by 2 seconds at 61 kilometers to go with just the last time check before the finish, and battling towards the line, we all saw what happened with Dave Dubisky when he crashed unexpectedly, and the entire press room was just aghast. People jumped out of their chairs and ran closer to the television set to see the replay, and it was just an incredible moment. It obviously slowed that team down just a hair, and the Discovery team ends up winning by 2 seconds in one of the more dramatic stages people can remember, particularly with a team time trial. Dave is a former teammate and a team member here, and I'm pretty close with Dave over the years, and it really was heartbreaking to see him go down in such a freakish way. I believe he was the only rider to crash today out of all 189, and to have a yellow go down like that was just shocking within the last 2 kilometers. It was an incredible, surreal sight at the finish to see Dave soft pedaling in the yellow jersey with blood trickling down from his elbow and his hip and his knee in the yellow jersey, just totally despondent with, you know, 15 cameras behind him. It was an unreal moment that the Tour hasn't seen either ever or at least in quite some time. After the race, Lance held a post-race press conference that was really playful and jovial and sort of joking back and forth with the reporters and talking about how exciting it is to be back in yellow and how thrilled he was to do this race, his last team time trial with the teammates he has assembled here, a rider like George Hincapie who's been with him throughout, a young stud that we have now in Popovich who now actually leads the young jersey competition, and Papa will wear white tomorrow. He has a 40-second lead in that competition. He also talked about whether the team would defend the lead, and he directly moved over to Johan and had Johan answer the question. Johan basically said that we would think about it tonight. Johan did say that perhaps we would give up the jersey to someone else on our team, not having Lance in yellow for a day or so, or another team, but as long as we are there in Paris, which is obviously the most important thing for our team, that's basically the goal of Johan. When asked what it feels like to be back in yellow, Lance said it actually feels terrific. But he also said how proud he is to give this first yellow jersey to the Discovery Channel, who stepped in for our team as our title sponsor to a big 3-year commitment. He said he's honored to be with them, and it's nice to give them their first jersey. And tomorrow, Lance will start his 67th day in yellow, second most ever to Eddie Merckx's 111. Check back tomorrow to see how we do in our first day in yellow at this year's Tour de France. And for more exclusive information on the team, head to discovery.com.